إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، مرة أخرى أرحب بكم جميعا ونواصل دروسنا هذه في هذه الدورة المباركة حول موضوع الاستقامة. Once again, I welcome all of you. It's always a pleasure to welcome all of you to our classes. We continue tonight part 3 on this very important matter and topic, which is الاستقامة, to be upright upon Islam, to be firm upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. القاعدة الرابعة: الاستقامة المطلوبة من العبد هي السداد، فإن لم يقدر يعني على السداد فالمقاربة. In this fourth principle that we began yesterday, and that this استقامة that is recommended from all of us, is that we have to do our best to do everything right. But if we cannot do everything right, let us get closer to what is right. Let us get closer as much as we can to the target. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق حفظه الله: وقد جمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذين الأمرين في قوله: إن الدين يسر ولن يشاد الدين أحد إلا غلبه، فسددوا وقاربوا. الشاهد من الحديث: فسددوا وقاربوا وأبشروا. He says that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned in his narration these two, or this principle here, this fourth principle. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that this deen is easy. And yes, it is. لِمَنْ يَسَّرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. For those whom Allah make it easy for them, فَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى التَّيْسِيرِ. اسْأَلُ اللَّهَ التَّيْسِيرِ أَنْ يُسِّرَ أُمُورَنَا وَأُمُورَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always to make things easy for us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, this deen is easy. And if a person wants to go too deep without understanding, then this religion will overpower that person. Cannot continue. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, saddidu, fasaddidu, aim. Whatever you do, wudu, you want to make the wudu, make sure you're going to make the best wudu. When you stand in front of Allah for the salat, say to yourself, I want this salat to be the best prayer. But you need to learn how your salat can be the best prayer. The ulama, they said, by fulfilling its conditions and its pillars and its obligatory elements and its sunan. And we need to learn all of this, and we implement them in our salat. Saddid, try to do everything the right way. But if you can't, because we're human, then try your best to get close to the target. فالمطلوب في باب الاستقامة السداد. وما هو السداد؟ أن تصيب السنة. So when we talk about استقامة, it's not like everyone do whatever they want to do. No, he wants to do it the right way. And what is the right way? If you do it according to the sunnah of the Prophet, that's the right way. That's the right way. If you do it the way of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لعلي رضي الله عنه لما طلب منه أن يعلمه دعاء يدعو الله به، قال: قل اللهم اهدني وسددني. اللهم اهدني وسددني. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Ali radiallahu anhu, when he asked him to teach him, Ali asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach him a supplication to invoke Allah with, subhanahu wa ta'ala, a dua. He said to him, say, O Allah, guide me and make my actions be correct. Saddidni. Help me and aid me to do all actions of worship the correct way, the way that is pleasing to you, O Allah. قال واذكر بالهدى هدايتك الطريق والسداد سداد السهم. He says now how you understand this guidance, اللهم اهدني. Remember how when you get on a path, when you're traveling, you want to go to something very important. No, you don't want to lose. You don't want to be lost. Everybody wants to know how to get there the right way. And likewise, as Sadad, how you do things correctly. Remember the arrow, when somebody shoot the arrow and there is a target in front of him. Everybody wants to hit the target. And especially the sahm, the arrow goes straight. The arrow doesn't go to the right or the left, zigzag, make U-turn. We do that. We do that in the deen. The way we worship Allah, some of us, zigzag. Sometimes we're on the right, sometimes left. Our iman sometimes is high, sometimes is down. Sometimes we make U-turn. You got to continue making improvements. Continue going forward. Say that today I'm going to be better, inshallah, than I was yesterday. I'm going to make some more efforts today. And if Allah allow me to live tomorrow, I'm going to try my best to be better tomorrow than I was yesterday. And remember, tomorrow is not guaranteed for anyone. What is sure is the death. That is certain, tomorrow is not. قال الشيخ حفظه الله فالعبد مطلوب منه أن يجاهد نفسه على أن يصيب السداد وأن يصيب هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ونهجه وسلوكه. Said, what is requested from us as the servants of Allah is we have to make efforts. We have to strive hard. As a human, many of us, we just want to relax, we want to sit back. Nobody wants to work hard. If somebody gives him a job to choose between two jobs, construction job, he's going to work digging, breaking walls, and then another job in the office, just making phone calls and making some copies, and that's it. But the same job is paid $20 an hour, both of them. Which one is going to choose? The office one, the easy one. Ain't But here, you have to work a little bit hard to stay upon the deen of Allah, to stay upon the path that if you die upon it, Allah will be pleased with you. And if Allah is pleased with you, that's all we need. That's all we need if Allah is pleased with us. So we have to strive. Yes, you want to come to the masjid, but your nafs got to tell you why masjid. Something on is going on. You want to sit in the class? Something else come on you. Shaitan send you invitations. And there is shayatin al-ins too. هناك شياطين الإنس وشياطين الجن. And they trying to pull you away, you gotta fight. You gotta strive hard. And whenever you do anything, try to do it the best way. This is one of the things that from the characteristic of a Muslim. The Muslim don't know no cheating. The Muslim doesn't know half and half. The Muslim does it right. In any job you do it right. You try your best. And in the ibadat, أن تصيب هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yes, you can do every act of worship right if you know the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. If you know the nahj and the path that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم followed. If you know the way that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم followed. ويجاهد المرء نفسه على ذلك فإن لم يتمكن فعليه بالمقاربة. But now, that's what you need to do. Whenever you're about to do something, say, yes, I gotta do it, I gotta do it in the right way. But if you couldn't, try to be closer to that. فقد قال الله تعالى فاستقيموا إليه واستغفروه فاستقيموا إليه واستغفروه في سورة فصلت. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, therefore take the straight path with true faith, Islamic monotheism, and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how a person is righteous, by being upon the path that is right and straight, the straight path. Being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And seek forgiveness from him, meaning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يقول الشيخ حفظه الله وذكر الاستغفار بعد الأمر بالاستقامة فيه إشارة إلى أن العبد لا بد له من تقصير مهما جاهد نفسه على الاستقامة. The Sheikh says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the istighfar in this ayah after he commanded us with istiqama, after he commanded us to be upright, steadfast upon his religion. This is an indication that a servant, all of us have deficiencies. We have shortcomings. Even those amongst us who work hard and they concern, they determine, they have the zeal, and they always remember that I got to do it right, still we're going to be deficient. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us to ask forgiveness. الشيخ بن سعدي رحمه الله تعالى يقول في هذه الآية فاستقيموا إليه واستغفروه أي أسلكوا الصراط الموصل إلى الله تعالى. هذا معنى استقيموا إليه, يعني اسلكوا الصراط الموصل إلى الله تعالى. كيف نسلك هذا الصراط؟ بتصديق الخبر الذي أخبر به سبحانه وتعالى واتباع الأمر واجتناب النهي. هذه حقيقة الاستقامة. ثم الدوام على ذلك, الدوام على هذه الاستقامة. لا يستقم الإنسان شهرا في السنة أو يوما في الأسبوع, أو يستقم أيام ولا يستقم ليالي, لا, في أيامه ولياليه, في حله وترحاله, في كل مكان يكون مستقيما على دين الله. شيخ بن سعدي رحمه الله تعالى, he says this means that you should follow the path that leads to Allah and that leads to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you do that? By accepting the informations. Everything that Allah informs us, we accept it to be the truth. And we act upon His commands. And we stay away from the prohibitions. This is the reality of istiqamah. When we accept all what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us, and when we act upon the commands of Allah and the commands of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, to the best of our abilities, لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما أمرتكم به فأتوا منه ما استطعتم وما نهيتكم عنه فاجتنبوه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, whatever I command you to do, do it to the best of your ability. But whatever I command you to leave alone and stay away from, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't say stay away from it to the best of your ability. He said leave it alone. Leave it immediately and leave it alone. He said this is the reality of istiqamah, and then you have to be upright upon that. Not just sometimes you are alhamdulillah mustaqim, some other days you're following something else. No, you gotta be upright every moment of your life. At home, at the masjid, at work, while you're driving, in times of ease, times of difficulty, in any given time, because you don't know where that will come. قال الشيخ حفظه الله ولهذا قال الحافظ ابن رجب رحمه الله وفي قوله عز وجل فاستقيموا إليه واستغفروه إشارة إلى أنه لا بد من تقصير في الاستقامة المأمور بها, إشارة إلى أنه لا بد من تقصير في الاستقامة المأمور بها فيجبر ذلك بالاستغفار, فيجبر ذلك بالاستغفار المقتدي للتوبة والرجوع إلى الاستقامة. فهو كقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لمعاذ اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها. The Sheikh says, he brought the statement of one of the great scholars of Islam, Al-Hafid ibn Rajab رحمه الله. He says, as related to the statement of Allah, therefore take the straight path that lead to the pleasure of Allah by being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedient to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and seek forgiveness from him. He said this is an indication that we're going to be deficient as related to istiqamah that we are commanded to be upon. We're commanded to be upright. We're commanded to do the right things and stay away from the bad things. But we're going to be deficient. Allah knows. He created us and knows we're going to be deficient in this. That's why He commanded us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek forgiveness. We seek forgiveness. Why we seek forgiveness? So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our repentance. We seek forgiveness so that we can go back to istiqamah. So we can be upright upon the deen of Allah. He said this is equivalent to the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, fear Allah whenever you may be, by acting upon His commands and staying away from the prohibitions in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. That's what he means, ittaqillah. Ittaqillah whenever you may be. And follow an evil deed with a good one, it will wipe it out. Whenever a person does something bad, he should make tawbah and do a good action that follow it. يقول الشيخ بن سعدي رحمه الله عن الاستغفار قال الاستغفار هو الدواء لما كان العبد ولو حرص على الاستقامة لا بد أن يحصل منه خلل بتقصير في مأمور أو ارتكاب منهي أمرهم الله سبحانه وتعالى بالاستغفار. شيخ بن سعدي رحمه الله تعالى يقول الاستغفار هو الدواء. Asking Allah for forgiveness is the cure for those deficiencies we have and shortcomings. He said, since a servant, even if a person is eager and diligent, wants to do the right things, still you're going to be deficient. You're still going to miss something here or there by neglecting a command or falling into a prohibition. And that's how we be wrong sometimes, whether by neglecting an obligation or by falling into a prohibition. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command His servants to ask Him for forgiveness. وقد أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الناس لن يطيقوا الاستقامة حق الاستقامة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبر أن الناس لن يطيقوا الاستقامة حق الاستقامة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed us that the people will not be able to be upright as they were commanded. They will not fulfill the reality of istiqamah. كما خرج الإمام أحمد بن ماجة من حديث ثوبان عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال استقيموا ولن تحصوا واعلموا أن خير أعمالكم الصلاة ولا يحافظ على الوضوء إلا مؤمن. خرج الإمام أحمد في مسنده وابن ماجة في سننه وصححه الألباني رحمه الله تعالى في إرواء الغليل. This hadith that is collected by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad and Imam Ibn Majah in his Sunan, Shaykh al-Albani rahimahu ta'ala said this hadith is sound, authentic, sahih in Irwa al-Ghalil, hadith number 412. That the Prophet, on the authority of Thawban radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet says, istaqimu wa lan tuhsu. Be upright, but you're not going to be able to do all of the deen, to practice the whole religion. And you should know that the best of your deeds is the salat, is the prayer. And no one performed the wudu in the right way by fulfilling its fara'id and the like, and being careful when you make the wudu, but because he wants that wudu to be in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, except a believer. وفي رواية لإمام أحمد سددوا وقاربوا ولا يحافظ على الوضوء إلا مؤمن. And in the رواية of Imam Ahmad رحمه الله سددوا وقاربوا, it mentioned السداد. Whatever you do, try. Your objective is you do it the right way. The believer, the Muslim, doesn't like, oh, I'm just going to give 30% for it. You don't give 30% in the salat. You don't start with this mind, with this attitude, I'm standing in the salat, but I'm just going to die, I'm just going to do 25%. That's enough. No, you're going to give it everything. This is the salat. But then if you feel short, alhamdulillah, as long as you have a good intention that you want to do it the right way, because that's going to help you to, even if you don't hit the target, you get closer, alhamdulillah. قال فالسداد هو حقيقة الاستقامة. قبل ذلك قال في الصحيحين عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سددوا وقاربوا. Likewise in صحيح البخاري and صحيح مسلم, on the authority of أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says also سددوا وقاربوا. فالسداد هو حقيقة الاستقامة وهو الإصابة في جميع الأقوال والأعمال والمقاصد, كالذي يرمي إلى غرض فيصيبه. He says, so therefore once this term sadad is the reality of istiqamah, that you have to do it the right way. You got to give it your best. You got to strive harder than you did before to do it the right way. In everything, in your statements, you got to say what's pleasing to Allah. That's why you're a Muslim, you're a believer, you're going to always try hard. Tell yourself, I'm going to stay, from now on, I'm going to say only what's pleasing to Allah. You think it's easy? Making this statement is easy. Yes, everybody here can say, from now on, I'm going to be upright. Because I want to be from those people that Allah is pleased with. From now on, I'm going to try to say only what is right. And wait until you get in a parking lot and somebody took your spot or something. Or cut you off. And you're like, istiqama. See the istiqama come in front of you, and you're like, and then the person say, well, you want to say something? I love you, fi sabilillah. Zakallah khaira, hayyakallah. Have a good day. Istiqama. You don't want to say nothing wrong. Because we're human. Somebody send you a nasty email, and you're like, oh yeah, he can send nasty email. You just try to do this, and then the istiqama come to you and tell you, can't do that, man. That man is not upright. To send you and curse you out, and he's a Muslim, telling you all these things. No. He has a problem. Don't be like him. And you send him another email. Nice. Assalamu alaikum for my noble brother, so and so. I received your email. If that which you say about me is in me, may Allah have mercy on me. And if that stuff you say is not about me, may Allah forgive you. That's it. That's what you say. Don't send him a nasty email and you make him mad, and then he sends you another one, and then when you see each other in the salat, what are you going to do now? You're making the shaitan happy. Now you tell him, Akhi, barakallahu fiqh. He's going to come to you and he says, Subhanallah, I send you a bad email, you send me another one, you made me cry. He said, good for you. But I was doing it for myself. Okay, I was doing it for myself. And you'd rather cry now than to cry somewhere else. Very important for us, ikhwan, to apply these things. To apply these things. The Sheikh, he says, in statements, in actions too. In actions. Don't deceive yourself. Do it the right way. Give it your best. Because this is what we are commanded. In the maqasid, even in intentions, have a good intention. Don't you ever have bad intentions. Don't you ever start planning for bad and evil. No, that's not good for you. Always have good intentions. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get up for Fajr. Don't you even go and say, no, I'm not getting up tomorrow. Why? Say, I'm getting up. And if you are truthful, even if you oversleep, you get the reward because you have a good intention. I'm going to help tomorrow, inshallah. I heard the announcement in the masjid. They want to clean some properties. The masjid properties. Not the board. Not the imam. Not so and so. This is our properties. This is for our communities. I'm going to be there, inshallah. And you be there. Not just lip service. But if something come up, you're coming, something kept you from coming, you're still rewarded for your good intention. قال كالذي يرمي إلى غرض فيصيبه. Because he wants to
match the sunnah. He wants to agree your actions to agree with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can you imagine if someone they give him an arrow and there is a target over there and they say, look, the red color is $10,000. Okay? And then what this person gonna, if he's gonna focus, he's gonna concentrate or not? Of course. He's gonna close his eyes? No, he's gonna focus and he's gonna be determined. He's gonna turn off the cell phone. Nobody, he's not gonna be talking to anybody. He focus. Why? Because there is a prize. There is a prize involved. And he's gonna try his best, give it a shot. So what is our prize doing this? Keep your prize. And keep your eyes on the prize. Paradise. That's what it is. So that's our prize. We do all of this because we want to be in the Jannah. So whatever you do, anything, just don't do it because it become a habit. We fast in Ramadan because Ramadan comes, everybody fasting. Coming for Taraweeh, mashallah, my father wants me to come for Taraweeh. That's wrong. This is wrong. No, you want to have a purpose. Why I'm doing this? Why I'm fasting? There is a prize. Why I'm standing for the Salat? I need to know the purpose why I'm standing in the prayer. Why I have to be a good servant of Allah? Why I have to be a good husband? Why I have to be a good wife? Why I have to be a good son? Why I have to be a good daughter? Why I have to be a good neighbor? Why I have to be a good partner in the light? You need to know answers to these questions. That's what's going to help us to be straight and upright. And when we are deficient, it will make us and help us to fix the problem. See, if you give it your time and you were sincere and serious about it and you mess it up, it's going to be small mess-ups. But if you're not paying attention, you're going to cause a big problem. You're going to cause a mess and cleaning up is going to take you more time. Now, قال واذكر بالسداد تسديدك السهم وبالهدى هدايتك الطريق والمقاربة أن يصيب ما يقرب من الغرض ما يقرب من الغرض إن لم يصب الغرض نفسه. Now this مقاربة, which you get closer, is that your first objective is that you hit the target. But if you can't, then mashallah, try to get closer. ولكن بشرط أن يكون مصمما على قصد السداد وإصابة الغرض فتكون مقاربته عن غير عمد. Now that the person first, once again the Shaykh is making an emphasis on this point because it's very important. In the dunya we know that if there is a prize, higher prize and a lower prize, we always want to try to get the higher prize. Likewise in ibadat, you want to try to do it the right way so that you can get the higher reward for it. You don't sit for less. As the Prophet ﷺ tells us about people, they pray in the same row, but the reward is different. Different, the rewards. So you try your best, but if you couldn't, get closer. The Prophet ﷺ said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّكُمْ لَنْ تَعْمَلُوا أو لن تطيقوا كل ما أمرتكم ولكن سددوا وأبشروا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, O people, you will not be able to do and you will not be able to fulfill and do and act upon everything I commanded you with. Rather, try to do it the right way. Try to do it the right way and have a good news by doing so. قال والمعنى اقصدوا التسديد والإصابة جزاك الله خير والاستقامة فإنهم لو سددوا في العمل كله لكانوا قد فعلوا ما أمروا به كله. Once again, we conclude this principle. He says, try your best to do everything as you are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn what Allah commands us to do. Learn what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commands us to do. And we have to be truthful, sincere, and honest with ourselves that I got to do it the right way. Don't you ever come with the attitude, I'm just going to give it 10%. Don't cheat yourself. Tell yourself, I can't do it. But if you couldn't do it today, Now why? What are the things that keep you away from doing it? Certain people, they come on Yom Al-Jum'ah, for example, we'll give you an example. When you read the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, of those people who come early in the Jum'ah, they get different rewards. The first hour, the second hour, the third hour, the fourth hour, the fifth hour, and until the Imam who came into to give the khutbah. No. If you came in the last hour, say, look, subhanAllah, and you find people in front of you, say, subhanAllah. Next time I'm going to be in the fourth hour, then in the third hour, then in second hour, and you're making progress for the better. And may Allah make us from those, ameen. Al-Qa'id al-Khamisa. Al-Qa'id al-Khamisa min al-Qawa'id al-Ashr fi al-Istiqamah. Al-Istiqamah tatata'allaqu bil-Aqwali wal-Af'ali wal-Niyyat. That istiqamah relates to statements, actions, and intentions. قال فالاستقامة المطلوبة من العبد استقامة في الأقوال وفي الأفعال وفي النيات. We are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be upright. استقم كما أمرت. فاستقيموا إليه واستغفروه. We are commanded to be upright, to be steadfast, to do what is right, according to what Allah commands us and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It means in our statements and our actions and our intentions. In all of these areas, we have to be the best. We have to do the best job. When we speak and when we act, and even our intentions have to be the best. بمعنى أن أقوال العبد وجوارحه وقلبه ينبغي أن تكون كلها ماضية على الاستقامة. Meaning, you have to be upright in your speech. Don't say anything that is not displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you have a problem with that, work on it. Acknowledge your problems. Some people don't even know that they have problems. No, say, look, I got to work in this area here. I got big mouth. SubhanAllah, I say things that I'm not supposed to say. May Allah forgive me. And as long as you know that you have that issue, and we do have that issue, He's going to help us to correct it, inshaAllah ta'ala. It's like someone who's driving a car, and there is a leak, and he knows there is a leak. And he's trying to fix it. It's not like someone who don't know about the leak until the car breaks down, or until the ceiling fall off. But there are people, they just doing a lot of things wrong and they don't know. They think they're doing things right. But those who know what they're doing wrong, mashallah, they're like, look, I'm trying to fix it. Likewise, your intentions. قال ابن القيم رحمه الله في كتابه مدارج السالكين والاستقامة تتعلق بالأقوال والأفعال والأحوال والنيات. استقامة, Ibn al-Qayyim says in his book Madaj al-Salikin, istiqama relates to statements, actions, intentions, and all your affairs. Anything you want to do, you want to do the best job. You want to be upright and steadfast upon the right path. وفي المسند للإمام أحمد من حديث أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه ولا يستقيم قلبه حتى يستقيم لسانه. This hadith, it was mentioned before, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه. No one's iman and faith will be upright until his heart is upright. See, it's about the heart. ولا يستقيم قلبه حتى يستقيم لسانه. رحمك الله. And a person's heart cannot be upright and sound until his tongue is upright and sound. Connection. هذا الحديث رواه أحمد في المسند وحسنه الألباني في الصحيحة. This hadith is collected by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, and the Imam al-Albani رحمه وتعالى declared it Hassan sound in his سلسلة الصحيحة. قال ابن رجب رحمه الله وأعظم ما يراعى استقامته بعد القلب من الجوارح اللسان. ف فإنه ترجمان القلب والمعبر عنه. ابن رجب الحنبلي رحمه الله تعالى says, after taking good care of your hearts, and that takes a lot of work. It's not easy. It takes a lot of work. A lot of hard work, actually. So that the heart be upright. Meaning doing what's pleasing to Allah and staying away from what we commanded to stay away from. It's not easy. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. After the heart, what comes from the limbs? The tongue. Because the tongue is the speaker of the heart. It speaks on behalf of the heart. Naam, it speaks on behalf of the heart. Because the people, when they speak to you, that they tell you, that tell you what's in their hearts. Naam, it tells you what's in their hearts. قال ويلاحظ هنا خطورة القلب واللسان على العبد في باب الاستقامة أو الجنوح عنها. Keep in mind now the danger presented by the heart and the tongue on the servant in this istiqama. If the heart and the tongue are upright upon the deen of Allah, that person is doing good. But if the heart, if a person have problems as related to the righteousness of his heart and his tongue, that's the source of problem. A lot of people get a lot of problems because of what they have in their hearts. They be thinking in different ways. And they be saying things they shouldn't say. And that's how they get themselves in trouble. وفي هذا المعنى قال بعض أهل العلم المرء بأصغريه قلبه ولسانه. He says, in the same meaning, some of the people of knowledge, they say, some of the scholars, they say, you can tell about a person. You can grade a person like the teacher grade the children and the students. You can grade a person istiqama according to his two little things. The two little organs he has. His heart and his tongue. قال فالقلب واللسان كلاهما مضغة صغيرة جدا إلا أن جوارح العبد كلها تابع لهما. إذا استقام القلب واستقام اللسان استقامت الجوارح. The Sheikh, he says, both the heart and the tongue, they small flesh. They small. They're not very big. But even though they small, but the rest of the limbs of the body, they follow these two. They follow these two. If the heart and the tongue are righteous, the rest of the body is righteous. Naam, the rest of the body is righteous. That's why you wonder sometimes we do some things that we can even explain why we did it. Because of the condition of the heart. Because of the condition of the heart. Yes, we do things that we know was wrong. We shouldn't do it. Because of the condition. If the heart is upright, you won't do it. Even though you think like you won't do it, but your heart tell you, no, this is not for you. This is not a part of istiqama. Don't do it. And you won't do it. That's what makes the difference. That's what makes the difference. Iman, faith, istiqama upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال ودليل الأول أي القلب حديث النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه السابق حيث قال وفيه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب. He says the proof to the first one, to the heart, is the previous hadith of النعمان بن بشير that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, indeed, in the body, in the human body, is a morsel of flesh. A morsel of flesh. If it is righteous, the whole body become righteous. Everybody, everything become righteous. Your eyes, your hearing, your tongue, your hands, decision makings, your statements, everything be upright and pleasing to Allah. But if that morsel of flesh is corrupt, likewise it reflects on your body. People be looking at bad things, be saying bad things, hearing bad things, going to bad places, making bad decisions. And that morsel of flesh is the heart. So it's very important for us. علينا الاعتناء بالقلب. نقرأ الكتب عن القلب. وكلام أهل العلم عن القلوب. It's very important for us to take good care of our hearts. نعرف داء القلوب. We need to know the diseases that attacks the hearts. And we correct these things. We check our hearts. We correct them. We clean them. And we fill them with iman, with taqwa, with remembrance of Allah. That's what's going to give us ease and tranquility in our life. قال تعالى الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. Those who believe and their hearts feel at ease, at rest, because of the remembrance of Allah. For indeed, through the remembrance of Allah, the hearts feel at ease. Not money, not luxury. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ودليل الثاني أي اللسان ما راه الترمذي من حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا أصبح ابن آدم فإن الأعضاء كلها تكفر اللسان أي يعتقول له اتق الله فينا فإنما نحن بك أي تبع لك فإنما نحن بك فإن استقمت استقمنا وإن اعوججت اعوججنا. In this hadith, which is a proof to the second small flesh that could be the source of benefit, great benefit for us, or could be the source of trouble for us, which is the tongue, اللسان. اللسان يقول فيه بعد أهل العلم ما أصغر حجم اللسان وما أعظم خطره على الإنسان. How small this flesh is indeed the tongue, but the danger that can cause is huge and tremendous. الإمام الترمذي brought this hadith, and الإمام الألباني رحمه الله تعالى said it's حسن في صحيح الترغيب, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said on the authority of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri رضي الله عنه, every morning when a morning come upon the son of Adam, the limbs, the body parts of his body, the limbs, they say to the tongue, fear Allah, as related to us, fear Allah. For indeed, we're going to follow what you're upon. If you are upright, we are upright. If you're righteous, we will be righteous. But if you're corrupt, we'll be corrupt too, subhanAllah, the lisan. قال الشيخ حفظه الله فإذا استقام القلب استقامت الجوارح وإذا استقام اللسان استقامت الجوارح واللسان ترجمان القلب وخليفته في ظاهر البدن. Sheikh says, if the heart is upright and righteous, the whole body will be righteous. If we take care of good care of our hearts, subhanAllah, we're going to be doing good things. We'll be saying only what's pleasing to Allah. We'll be looking at what's pleasing to Allah. We'll be listening to what's pleasing to Allah. Look at the doctors, especially a heart doctor. If someone has a bad heart, it reflects on the body or not? Tell us. In a big time, right or wrong? People, when if their heart is not working, what happens to them? They die. They die. So it's very important for us to remember this. We take good care of our hearts. It may not be easy for many of us, but are we willing to give it a try at least? Are we willing to be sincere and say, look, I'm going to try? And ask questions. to the people of knowledge, ya Shaykh, what do you recommend? What can I do to make my heart sound? Because if my heart is sound, the rest of the body is. What there is I can do? And it's because it's subhanAllah, if the heart is righteous, the whole body follows. Likewise, we take good care of our tongues. لا يزال لسانك رطبا بذكر الله لا بذكر الناس فلان فعل وفلان ذهب وفلان أتى وفلان ليس كذلك وهذا كذا وهذا قيل وقال. You take good care of your tongue. You keep it moist with the remembrance of Allah. You remember Allah, you get good deeds. You be talking about others, and if it's not for good reasons, you're collecting bad deeds. نعم. قال فإذا أسند القلب إلى اللسان الأمر نفذ فاللسان تابع للقلب والجوارح تابعة لهما. He says now because when the heart give an order to the tongue say it immediately. نعم. When the heart give the okay to the lisan, to the tongue, it's all said. But once a person said something, where that thing is? It's gone. Especially in our times, man, it's in Japan already. One click. You said it in Detroit, it's in Kenya, it's in, I don't know, Pakistan, Japan, Brazil, all over the place. وَبَعْضُ النَّاسِ قَدْ يُضِيفْ إِلَى مَا قُلْتْ يُضِيفُ إِلَيْهِ كَلِمَاتْ مِنْ هُنَا وَالثَّانِي يُضِيفْ وَأَنْتَ الْمَسْؤُولِ عَلَى كُلِّ مَا قِيلْ. And people, when they hear your statement, not everybody honest, they reported the way you said it. Now they're going to add a little bit here. The other one who received it, add another one before he referred it to the other person. And then they all said so and so, he said this. But you didn't say all of that. You didn't say all of that. So the tongue follows the heart, and the limbs, the rest of the limbs of the body, they follow both the tongue and the heart. ولهذا كان واجبا على كل مسلم أن يعنى بصلاح قلبه وأن يسأل ربه تبارك وتعالى أن يصلح قلبه وأن يذهب عنه أمراض القلوب وأسقامها وأدواءها وسخائمها ثم يعمل على إصلاح لسانه بالأقوال الزاكيات وجوارحه بالأعمال الصالحات. A beautiful advice from this noble Shaykh Hafidahullah, Shaykh al-Doktor Abdul Razzaq ibn Abdul Muhsin al-Badr Hafidahumallah. He said, for these reasons, it is incumbent upon every Muslim, male or female, to be serious about this matter, to correct and rectify your hearts. You gotta be serious. Make it your priority. I gotta make sure that my heart is correct and sound. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify your hearts. In your sujood, in your dua, constantly ask Allah to make your hearts righteous, upright. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clean our hearts. Naam, you ask Allah to clean your heart from the diseases of the hearts, from the illnesses of the hearts, from the filth of the hearts. Naam, look at ourselves. You people clean their cars, constantly going vacuum, shampoo, cleaning their hearts. People, they go and flush the radiator, right wrong. After you cook in a pot, it's gotta be washed. We know, we're no strangers to cleaning. We do a lot of cleanings. We clean our teeth. Rare on. I hope so. We at least twice a day, right? Huh? Nah. You know what they say, be true to your teeth before they become false to you. Nah. This is a statement. They say, be true to your teeth before they become false to you. You gotta take care of them. Naam, nadafa. You clean, but then the hearts too. You clean the hearts from from the evil, from the diseases of the heart. There are diseases of the heart. Likewise, your tongue. You correct your statements. The way you talk to each other. Correct. No, I can't talk no more like that. This is not good. It's not from being upright upon the deen of Allah. You used to yell and curse and abuse. Say, no, I'm not. That's not me. That person is gone. He's forgotten. I'm going to be another person from today. That's why we're giving this lecture. You see, we're giving it for entertainment. We're giving it for us, for all of us, to benefit from it. We're not giving it here, just for alhamdulillah, was a seminar. No, what we benefit from this seminar? That's the main purpose behind this seminar. Otherwise, all of this effort of these people who work hard and this, and people coming from I don't know, for no reason, la. We check our hearts, our tongues. I cannot address my parents the way I used to address them. That's haram. That's not good for me. And you apologize to your parents. Mother, father, I used to talk to you in a way, please forgive me. I'm going to try my best to address you with the most beautiful, gentle ways. Likewise, the wife. She's like, I cannot be addressing my husband like that. Likewise, the husband, when he talked to her on the phone, when he sent her a text message coming from work, he's going to say, no, I got to be the best. I got to follow the example of the Prophet ﷺ. This is my wife. I got to speak to her in a beautiful manner. Not in a harsh way. Likewise, we teach our children to speak in a good manner. When they play in basketball, but they say, would you please pass the ball, Jazakallahu khairan? Not like, yo, give me the ball. It's yo. It's not right. Teach them. Make dua. Jazakallahu khairan. Barakallahu feek. Man, these are the children. They won't be copying the kuffar. Now they playing, but they still remembering Allah. Because they still, subhanallah, Allah Akbar, that's a nice shot. Allahumma barik. Yeah, you're the man. You're the man. No, you tell them, say, Allahumma barik, ahsan, barakallahu feek, saddad Allahu khutak. Hakada. And if somebody don't know how to play, they don't make fun of him. They said to him, لا بأس عليك يا أخي. كنا أكثر منك. تعال تعال. They teach him. That's how they grow good men. And especially when they see us, the parents, the way we deal with one another. When they see us in the community as grown-ups, the way we deal with one another, the children, they copy and they learn. And all of this has to do with this istiqamah. The istiqamah of the heart. If the heart is filled with love, with the remembrance of Allah, if the heart is attached to the Jannah, it doesn't matter what the people say about you. It's like, you can say all you want, brother. This is dunya. I'm not surprised. Nothing new. This is dunya. And we set the good example, barakallahu fikum. Likewise, we address our statements. Make sure everything we say has to be for us, not against us. Because everything is recorded. مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There is not a statement that he or she utter and say, except that is recorded. There is an angel ready to record it. Likewise, our limbs will take care of our hearts. Our tongue, likewise. Our eyes, we see what's pleasing to Allah. If we look at something bad, say, استغفرullah. عُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. I should look at this. استغفرullah. استغفرullah. وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. Likewise, you make sure you hear what's pleasing to Allah. But sometimes you find yourself listening to something that is not pleasing to Allah, then this istiqamah that you're working on it, you're making it priority. This is your project. You have a project now in your life. Now you're going to say, no, I can't be listening to these things. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Same way as the hands, the feet, the private parts, everything in you, will be in accordance to what we're talking about now. استقامة القلب واللسان والجوارح.
وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.